Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com. And now, let's return to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back, League of Dads Radio, TalkZone.com. Today is the 21st of June, 2010. It is our this is our first show, and I am glad to have you listening today. I am beside myself over here. Believe me when I tell you, the League of Dads has come a long way. The organization that we are today, what we do and how we help people. I'm sure everybody out there knows someone that is going through this situation. When you talk to somebody about the situation, you either understand it because you know somebody that went through it, or you're going to listen to them, or you're going to say, wow, I can't believe that. Well, you actually got to go through it to believe it. I had a friend of mine that told me something 14 years ago. I had no idea about the situation 14 years ago, but I had a friend of mine tell me that what he experienced in going through this is that he got a call from the child support division in Virginia, and they were always threatening him, which is something that you can't do. You can't just keep calling somebody, threatening them. And I've been through it now. I've got full hand, and in fact, what he's talking about, I just with some help of some friends and my dad, I chose to do something about it. I am where I am today because of my dad, and I have a daughter that shares a lot of my interests, she, thus far at 12 years old, she has a lot of my characteristics. Primarily, I'm a health guy. I like to just stay healthy, and to see a 12 year old little girl give up Snapple, the sweet taste of Snapple, and get a vitamin water because her dad drinks vitamin water, and vitamin water has absolutely no taste, you know. And she is doing it because her dad is doing it. It's called indirect teachings, meaning that you don't actually sit a child down and teach them something. They learn by watching you. We are important, dads, fathers. We are important, despite what people want to say, despite how individuals treat us. I will go into the show and say this. When you, and when I mean you, I mean a father. When us fathers, it doesn't happen to me anymore, but I still say us. When us fathers go to court and find out that we're alcoholics, we're drug addicts. I actually went to court, people, and found out that I break in houses. I had no idea that I broke in houses, but this is what an individual said to obtain a victory in court. And when all this stuff happens, I say absolutely nothing. I would advise anybody, any male out there, man, father, please, when you go to court and some things are said about you, is designed to get you hot, and once you get hot, the situation will not be in your favor. They actually want you to get mad, so it makes it easier to treat us the way they do. So I actually went to court, found out that I break in houses, and judge kind of took that at face value. After that, a lawsuit was filed. I filed a lawsuit because that was a defamation of character, and basically I wanted to see a court, police report. And this is what goes on when individuals come to court, disgruntled mothers, that is, come to court, and the unfortunate thing is they don't get an attorney's they don't get any type of attorney's advice. They actually take advice from that person that they see walking down the street, or their best friend, their girlfriend, and their girlfriend tells them about something that works worked for them when they went to court, and they bring this type of action into court, and you find yourself saying, well, what the heck is this? So we, you know, I went to court, found out that I guess I'm a man burglar or a cat burglar, or I don't know, house burglar, something. I found out that I wasn't paying child support, despite what the computer printout said, despite what the court said. I basically found out that I was pretty much good for nothing when it came to the visitation custody part of it. But when it comes to the child support end of it, my company made $300,000 a year. I own multiple companies, and it was just a drastic change of characters when some money was paid and individuals found out about some monies and thought that they was entitled to a piece of that money. So I would say this to all of you fathers out there. You can reach me, by the way, at theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. That is theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. You can send me an email anytime. You can I answer all my emails. You can tell me about what's going on with your situation. I can help you out. Become a member of the League of Dads. That is the best thing, and we'll get you exactly where you need to be. But I tell anyone that if you go to court and we find out that there is some things that's being said that's not to our liking, see to it that individual is held accountable for what they have said, because it is an action that is practiced. You know, they don't just go to court and at the last minute they just throw this into the equation. They actually thought about it and said, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to say this. And despite what you asking to go to court for, they pretty much, disgruntled mothers, that is, come to court and understand exactly what they need to say to offset what you're trying to do. Getting back to something that I was talking in the break when I was referring back to just my thoughts. If a man is not doing anything, then what exactly is the problem? The problem is with you. You being the mother, disgruntled mother, that is, individual. There's a very fine line between a mother and a disgruntled mother, just as the actions of a father and a deadbeat dad or an absentee father, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's one situation that can flip you from one to the other. When you decide that the father is not worthy of a relationship with his child, you, the disgruntled mother, that is, then let him put himself in the situation where he does it to himself. But when you add negative things to the equation, you just hope that individual never heard of the League of Dads, because I don't take that lightly. You're actually, when that happens, you're trying to destroy the relationship with father and child. The legal terminology for it is you're trying to foster the relationship. But what you're doing in the act, you're trying to destroy the relationship with father and child. And by that, something needs to happen to you. And that is, you need to be held accountable for what you've done. It's not a good idea to do that. It hurts people when you do that. Primarily, it hurts the child. I had my child mom come to court and say the most ridiculous thing in a history of ridiculous things, sayings rather. She said the most ridiculous thing. And what she said was she wanted to move back to this bad neighborhood. And what she said to the judge was, I grew up there. Look how I turned out. So here's an individual that wanted to gamble and say, I want my child to be brought up in this no good environment, and her scale of understanding is our child will be okay because I was okay. Well, people, I'm a father, and I'm gonna say something to parents to help them understand that your child is from you, and my child is from me. I helped conceive, but my child is an individual. And because my child is an individual, it doesn't mean that my child is going to turn out as I did. I never in my life tried drugs. It doesn't mean my daughter will go through life and never ever try drugs. So to put a child in an environment where these drugs are at a higher chance, put the child in harm's way to say that I'm going to use the fact that Chris came out okay, I'm going to move back here and raise the child there is really not smart at all. Once again, in that situation, it was a disgruntled mother with the I want to move, never mind the child. If you have any mother out there that would know that you don't live in a bad neighborhood and work in a good neighborhood, you live in a good neighborhood, and if you have to work in a bad neighborhood, then that is just a place you're going to spend 8 hours of your day. It's not a place where you're going to lay your head down to at night. It's no type of taking stabs at the neighborhood. This is why I didn't mention the name of the neighborhood, because it's not any bearing on the neighborhood. It's just I'm talking, and this is a situation where, once again, this happened. You're going to hear me make reference to this a lot. Individuals doing these type of things and thinking that it's okay. Once again, you can reach me at theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. That's the League of Dads with an S on the end at yahoo.com. I thank you for sitting with me today and listening to what I got to say. I hope you join me again next week. Like I said, I got some real good stuff for you. As the show goes on, I'm going to try and get things out to you. I'm going to actually break down the show into 5-minute segments of different type of cases that's going on and tell you guys how the League of Dads handled that to give you an understand the depth of what we do. I'm sure you heard me talk about what we do, but I think to get more in depth with it, meaning with actual cases, get the names cleared, get the jurisdictions cleared and everything. So if in fact you want to go and research any of this and see what's going on, then in fact you can actually do that for yourself. I think that's a good idea. I think that anybody that's involved in this arena of family court should educate themselves. So until we get another chance to do it again, which is next week, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is what we do and how we do it. And I'm going to leave you guys with the closing remark. And this is what you're going to hear me say every week. And this actually comes about because of what I've been through. And I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to close it out. But when I say we, I mean humanity as a whole, we shall all dread the day that the earth makes the sun fight to shine upon us. You think about that. We shall all dread the day the earth makes the sun fight to shine upon us. It's natural for the sun to shine, but the earth will make the sun fight to shine upon us. Okay, I'm going to close it out here. The station is TalkZone.com. The show is the League of Dads. I am the host, Christopher Smith, and we'll do it again next week.